Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Israel are clear today, with sunshine brightening up major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. As night falls, expect a warm and calm evening, perfect for those planning to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has struck over 85 Hezbollah sites in the last 24 hours following rocket fire from southern Lebanon. Also, Walla reports that Palestinians were forced to move a body due to clashes with settlers near Shar HaNegev in Samaria. The IDF condemned the incident a short time ago. Also this hour, JNS reports that earlier today, the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem. Israeli forces also destroyed 8 Hamas tunnels in Rafah. Separately, Forward informs us that the man who firebombed a march for Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado, last year was sentenced to life in prison. And finally, Ynet Global highlights ongoing preparations for Israel's October 7 trials in a special military court in Jerusalem. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a geopolitical analyst, shared insights about the ties between Sudan's armed forces and the Islamic movement, posting just minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today about Captain Shir Eilat, who bravely fought during the terrorist attack on Nahal Oz, describing her as a hero of Israel. Ynet Global highlighted the extensive legal preparations for Israel's October 7 trials, emphasizing the scale of the operation and the serious charges involved. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes on Hezbollah. According to the Jerusalem Post, these strikes targeted weapons storage facilities and production centers. This action comes after rocket fire near IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. De-escalation signals heightened tensions along the northern border, affecting regional stability. Turning to the clash near Shaar HaNegev. Walla reports that Palestinians had to move a body during a funeral due to settler clashes. The IDF condemned the incident, highlighting the ongoing tensions in Samaria. Such incidents underscore the fragile peace in the area. Meanwhile, the IDF's operation against Hamas, JNS details how Israeli forces targeted a command center in northern Gaza and eliminated threats linked to Mia Shem's abduction. This reflects Israel's continued efforts to dismantle Hamas infrastructure and safeguard security. On the legal front, Forward reports the life sentence for the Boulder firebombing attacker. This verdict in the U.S. marks a significant stance against violence targeting Israeli events abroad. It serves as a deterrent against future acts of terror. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the dollar has plummeted below 2.9 shekels, a level not seen since 1993. This indicates a rare strength in the local currency. Separately, Globes announces that Elon Musk will visit Israel next month for the Smart Mobility Summit 2026 in Tel Aviv. His visit could spotlight Israel's tech landscape. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Teva has resumed acquisitions with a $900 million deal for Emalex. This acquisition marks Teva's return to growth after a decade-long hiatus. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.